Hello.
That's fine.
It's good, is it?
Yeah, that's fine. There we go.
What is behind you? What is this? What is that?
That is my piss.
It looks
Yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You got a cup of hot steaming sadness there. Oh, don't drink it. Oh no.
So there's a hose pipe on, Don. Didn't you know? Yeah, there's not actually where I live there, but I'm in Halifax at my grandma's house, so
Halifax.
yeah.
Fucking hell. I used to play as them on FIFA
Why?
because they're a really bad team,
Yeah.
and I liked them. Yeah, why not? So whose room is this? Because it is quite a nice colour, to be fair. Quite
This
cute.
my grandma moved into a house I don't know, 20 years ago, a bungalow, and then built a second story for her bedroom. So this is her old bedroom, but she's now 96, so can't get up the stairs. So
Wow.
she has her bedroom downstairs. So this is her old bedroom, but it's like the same as it has always been. Yeah,
Oh wow. Oh, it's quite nice, isn't it?
it's all right.
Blimey. Very good. It's like a
So
memory.
I'm enjoying a nice evening Barocca.
That what that is? What are you drinking Barocca for? What do you think you are?
It's good for you, mate. You ever try
Yeah.
living healthy for once?
Oh, not when I'm drinking fucking piss coloured drinks, mate. Stick to
Mate, it's
water,
bit,
thank you very much.
I'd rather drink any of that, whatever the fuck you've been necking the past half an hour. What have you been eating? Oh, good plastic water.
Brilliant. It's tap
Damn.
water, that. It's recycling the bottles, mate.
Yeah,
That's what
mate.
it is.
Yeah.
It's I've had a couple of sausage sandwiches because it's like the most desperate day of the world. Because we're moving, isn't it? Tomorrow's the day, pal. Tomorrow we get the van. Everything goes in the fella.
Have you sorted where you're going?
Saturday it goes up. No, still ain't got anywhere to live. I've got a van though. I've got a van, so it's
Gold star for that.
good. Yeah, we've had the bloke into a pest control test to fumigate the place. Sorry, so that's another thing ticked because we had pets. It was part of our agreement, part of our contract, that once we left, we had to fumigate the place.
Right, okay.
Pretty long, isn't it? But that's another 90 quid I didn't need to spend. But there we
£90 to spray
are. Yeah.
some fucking aerosols around.
Honestly, that was the cheapest as well. They're like, I got quotes from loads of companies, yeah, and they're all like £150 per session, and they want you to have at least two sessions. I ain't got time for that. £300, 6 weeks' work. Get your fucking head out of the bin, shall we?
That's
Nine.
madness.
£90 for a one visit. Yes, please. It's
Yeah.
not my fucking flat. I don't care what's in it. I mean, you spray it with fucking literal air. So I can
Get
give,
some
bring a
Febreze
Lynx
going.
Africa with you. I
Yeah.
can give a shit. Yeah.
£4 jobby down Tesco's. Just get two cans of Dettol.
They honestly
Nice.
could have sprayed anything in it, to be fair. We weren't allowed in it when they did it. So we
Yeah,
all had to
obviously.
leave. The cats had to leave and everything. They could have put anything in here and then just go, right, there you go, 90 quid. See you later.
Mustard gas.
Don't hoover it for 2 weeks, pal. Job done.
Is that what they said? Don't Hoover.
Yeah. Don't hoover because it because so the stuff is a liquid, but then when it dries, it leaves like a film residue that you have to leave for like 2 weeks while it still does its thing, kills the eggs and whatever else, or when they sprout, you know. So then we're gonna have to. I mean, we're gonna have to hoover before we leave. So fuck it. All I needed was that invoice to prove that we've had it done. And
Yeah.
that's it. The easy way out.
Surely you could have just paid the guy a tenner to whack you out an invoice.
Oh, easily. But I did feel that it was necessary to actually get it done, rather than the next person move in and go, there seems to be fleas biting my fucking legs to ribbons.
There seem to be crabs here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone's left a load of pubic crab lice here, and I'm
Yeah,
not sure who it is.
but cheers.
But you better explain to my wife why she's now got it.
Yeah. She promises it wasn't the postman.
Brilliant. That's not ideal, was it?
Do.
Not ideal.
Anyway, let's talk about something interesting then.
Well, here we go then. What do you want? I've got a couple of stories from work, if you fancy it, before just to kick us off.
Yeah, go on then. Go on. Go on.
All right. So, day before yesterday, I was out posting with this bloke called Pierre. Right, and he's not
Always good. Yeah.
Italian or French, as one
Is he
might assume.
not?
He's a
Okay.
proper South Londoner, proper job. I mean, like, Yeah. He's walking around talking to people like they're his best mate. He's never met them before. He's like, oh, yeah. Babe, how you getting on? You're right.
Standard.
That sort of job, right? We stopped for lunch. Like, we don't normally stop and have a break, but he's the kind of bloke, he's been for three pisses already, and it was only like 11 o'clock. So I thought we better have a break because the man's going to die otherwise. So we stopped and had a little break and had some lunch and that. You know, I had the doors open because it was quite warm. And then I could hear this, hello, postie. And I thought, oh, fuck, I can't even have a break in peace anymore, can we, for fuck's sake? So I've gone, this bloke, his house is like, for context, there's the, not the quay, but, you know, like the harbour sort of thing.
Yep.
And we'd parked on, like, Hamworthy, the other side of the river, there, the other side of the water, right?
Standard.
So you've got the water there, which is quite, it was a nice little view. It was, you know, it was quite romantic. It was quite cute. So we had the little view there, and then the houses don't start until halfway round this crescent, do you know what I mean, round the cul-de-sac. But the first house has got this massive bush that goes across it, so you can't see. So anyway, the geezer was behind a bush, and he was shouting at his front door, but I couldn't see him, so I'm wandering around thinking, the fuck, I think I'm hearing things, do you know what I mean?
Always good, yeah.
Anyway, I've then seen him, and he's, as I've gone round the corner, he's like slinked back behind the door, and he shouted, I haven't got any clothes on. I thought, okay, why are you getting my attention?
Yeah, why are you calling for me? Yeah.
Why is it like 11, 12 o'clock and you're naked?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing walking around town like that?
Standard.
Gets your pants on. So then he's sort of fucked off and he's gone, oh, I've got something for you. And I thought, all right, well, either it's going to be a little fucking, you know, like a letter that's not his or something like that or whatever. I don't know. So I waited there. Then obviously Pierre's got out of the van because he's heard the old commotion and he's come over and he's heard the guy say, I've got something for you. And he went, what is it, money? And I thought, oh, fucking don't you start,
here we
mate.
Go. Yeah.
You haven't heard that the bloke's bollock naked, so bear with.
Yeah, he's got something for you, Don. Yeah.
He's definitely ain't got any money for it. No, it's up his japs, I.
Oh.
He's definitely got something for you. There's a little brown river. You can have a little go up there. Paddle up. So anyway, he's then come back to the door. But he's clearly like really, like he's an older fella. He's got a great, long grey beard, like Gandalf sort of job. He's trying so hard to pull these pants up, but he's come to the door and he's like, it's like a little seal over the top of his pants. Do you know what I mean? Just his knob hanging out.
Aww.
So he's literally come to the door pulling his pants up. I thought, oh, goodness gracious, no one needs to see that. And then he's managed to get him up, but only just so you can still see, you know, like he's really skinny, but he's got a really big belly. And his belly button's protruding out, sort of thing, right?
It's not good.
He's like pointing at me the whole time he's talking to me. He's just fucking pointing at me. Yeah. You're next, boy. Yeah. And then, yeah, we just had this whole conversation about it. He was trying to understand why he'd been left a little red docket, a little red letter to say that we couldn't deliver a fucking parcel. And I looked at it, and it, honestly, the date on it was like 2 weeks ago. Thought, if you've had your parcel, pal, it's in a bin now. No, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Back to fucking sender. Honestly, but he was stood there in the nude the whole time he was talking to us. Well, like just his pants on, but you know, like barely on. You just think, oh, just fucking it. He started talking about Brexit and all this blah, blah. And like, oh, I'm not a fan of Brexit and all this. And I thought, if you're the only person I've met that voted fucking Remain, we're in trouble, aren't we? I mean, no wonder we had to fucking leave. Dear me.
And to be fair, that's that. The piece of paper he's holding in his hand is an excuse to talk to someone. Clearly, he's already used that line on four other posties, mate. He's just like he just likes to get his trousers up. And then some people do. I think just have never had a female influence in their life from start to finish.
Yeah,
their mum's never told them it's not appropriate to answer the door with your cock out. Like, yeah,
they've never explained to stop masturbating while you talk to someone.
Yeah, that's right. No. Take your hands off your cock whilst you talk to the nice lady. Thank you.
No, you don't need to use it as a hand puppet. Mm. It doesn't need to talk on your behalf, does it? Get that bit of string off it, for fuck's sake. Moving it around. It's not good, is it?
You're using chopsticks. A little puppet. Little puppet show.
Oh, incredible. Yeah, so that was that story. That was it was one of them things that will scar me forever, I'm afraid. Horrible. I actually can't think of any others. Like, there's plenty, but it's what, you know, I'm on the spot and I can't really think of any. But that's it. That was a little warm up. So we'll talk about something sensible now.
Excellent.
Next.
I've been enjoying the views in Halifax, England, I should say, rather than Halifax, Canada.
Other than there was one in Canada.
Yeah, well, mate, if there is a place, a big place name in the United Kingdom, there will be the world, there will be the US or Canada version.
I have noticed that there's a lot of I mean, I assume it's when we'd been over.
Us, or rather, the settlers naming. If a place in America is like the same as it is here, the chances are that place will be at least 230, 240 years old. As in, you know, like a town.
Yeah.
Like New York, or, you know, that kind of thing is a classic example. But Halifax, another one. Halifax, Ontario, I think, is a Canadian one.
Oh, right.
And then there's Halifax, Massachusetts or something.
Wow.
Anyway, well, even the original Salem. Salem's a town here, town in Lancashire. It's not a town. In,
I don't know what Salem is.
The Witches of Salem.
Never heard of it, mate.
Some of the most famous witch trials in history occurred in the 1690s in Salem, Massachusetts, where they burnt a shitload of witches, and it became famous because it was essentially descended.
I have heard about it. Yeah.
Essentially, quite a few films have been made about it. Essentially descended into like. Well, actually, Salem, Massachusetts, the witch trials there, I'm pretty sure is the origin of the term witch hunt.
Hmm.
Because it just became an exercise of, let's kill all the women. So that was really... Salem, Massachusetts. So anyway, Halifax.
Yeah, so how long have you been there? What are you doing?
Just a few days. I'm just staying with my grandma looking after her.
That's very nice. Are you with... I mean, I assume you're with other family, you're not... On your own.
Just me. Just me and her.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's lovely.
Well, actually, I used to come and stay here with my brother and mum all the time when I was little.
Yeah.
Haven't been since COVID. But there's normally a family member here looking after her. It's really just making her meals and that kind of thing. So I said I'd come.
I mean, it's really nice because it's one of those things I think that has been really lost through the last couple of generations of looking after your own.
Yeah, absolutely.
Families, do you know what I mean? Like we're all too quick to essentially palm them off. Like we ain't got the time to look after. I mean, I understand that between the price of everything going up and everyone's got to work more and not having the time for it, fair. But it is your actual family. Like just fucking look after them.
Yeah,
you know what I
mean, that's
they've looked after you.
Yeah, exactly. And in the years end, years. I mean, how much does a care home cost? It must be something mental. It's not. It's nowhere near as much as. Time you're going to lose by, you know, just but I mean we're lucky with grandma because she's so sharp mentally, like, yeah, she's just all
I
there.
Do remember you saying about but in the last conversation we had, which is nice,
but it's a really Halifax is an interesting place because it's on a hill, it's very hilly, and pretty much all of the buildings are made out of stone from quarries nearby. And
oh, really?
Yeah. It's an old kind of proper Yorkshire mining and mill town. Mill more than mining, but like a mill town. It's got so many old buildings, such a heritage.
There's nothing else to do but raise sheep and sell sausages. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It is. At one point, it clearly was a very close-knit Yorkshire community. And it's clearly there under the surface, but... Societal change has definitely taken place here in the last 30, 40 years or maybe more. I don't know. I mean, it's a weird one. Places in Yorkshire, especially, have been like Wakefield, have been, they had a lot of immigration coming into those places and then not a lot of rejuvenation. So it just kind of contributes to a stagnation. Immigration minus rejuvenation equals stagnation. There you go. There's my.
Yeah, it's a new age fucking hypotenuse or whatever it's called, isn't it?
Hypotenuse?
I don't know, mate. I'm not maths.
Like a fucking triangle angle. That's a new obtuse you've got there.
That's the newest equilateral I've ever seen in my life.
Start calling people shit like that, and that'd be funny. You utter
oh, you're
hypotenuse. You're saucy obtuse.
You're one side short of a triangle, aren't you, sweetheart?
I do. I look at some people, you know, actually around like Tesco's or something, and I start thinking about their bodies in terms of angles. And I'm like, bro, your back is an obtuse angle, bro. Like, you should not be operating with that kind of that kind of right angled spine you've got going on there, lad.
Do you know what? Do you know what? I do see that. I mean, a lot of older people, of course, you end up with like osteoporosis and things like that. But the curvature is so mad that they're like licking their boots. There's no need for that. Yeah. How are you getting round, man? How are you walking? Like, you've got a walking frame and you've clearly lowered the legs to suit your back rather than fucking standing up.
I mean, it's again, the same is true with really, really obese people. Like, I saw a woman the other day whose knees literally went in a fucking bow.
Was
backwards because clearly her massive frame had just like shrunk. I just bent her knees in backwards, so she was leaning off to the side like a cartoon character, like something like Popeye or something, like you know where Tom's legs go in one direction, his body goes the other one, so Tom and Jerry look like that. So strange,
like a boomerang.
Yeah, poor woman.
No need, because she keeps coming back to the snack cupboard.
I mean, to be fair, I did see her at Burger King.
Good. She wasn't in a drive-thru.
It was one of those. One of them where I was getting progressively more wound up because her and her husband, they were both overweight, but she was particularly bad. They ordered 40 quid's worth of Burger King between the two of them.
I mean,
and it was at a service station where, you know, they do it when they limit the amount of people. So they had one out of three of the ordering screens open, and they took like 8 minutes to order this food. And I was like, mate, I know it's only 8 minutes, but it's 8 minutes. I'm not getting back
It's literally food.
It's literally Burger King, mate. Just have a burger and some fries and move on.
Feel a king. Feel like a king and go.
Like, they're all the same. Just pick one and move on.
Literally that.
And 40 quid's worth of food. I mean, that's impressive between two people. I couldn't eat 40 quid's worth of food from Burger King. That's like three meals.
Yeah, I mean, it's too much, really, isn't it? It is too much.
Not by far, mate. I mean, happily.
I think if you break a 20 in Mackey's, it's too much. Do you know what I mean? Like, a tenner is all right.
Well, Mackey's, I've always thought was a rip-off.
Do you think?
I think compared to other, like, KFC is the same price as McDonald's, and you get, I think, a lot more food.
I mean, you certainly get, yeah, you do. You do, you're right. Because, I mean, it's a lot more filling as well. You get bare, proper big bits of chicken. As opposed to this like little 1 ounce slider of beef.
Bread and the rest of that shit. Burger King is a bit of a rip off. The places I will go if I want to take out for sure, I will try and find a Subway.
Yeah, do you know what? We had a Subway the other day. And that is one of them things that I don't think if I had to choose a fast food restaurant like that, then a Subway would be the one.
Subway, literally like a foot long from Subway.
Who's having a 6-inch? Can I ask that question?
Yeah, well, some people.
Who's going in there and going, I'm not actually that hungry. Get out then.
Yeah, piss off.
Here.
Yeah, we're deal from Tesco.
Fuck's sake, yeah. Is that too much for you as well, is it?
So, yeah, I'm really a big fan of Subway.
What do you have? What do you get? This is what the people need to
That's
know.
That's what they need to know, mate. We're just talking shit again.
That's what they're tuning in for, but...
I go for the steak melt.
Very good. Yeah.
Yes, that's
very much getting your money's worth out of that.
100%. Yeah. No, steak and cheese. I just love it. That's the one. What about yourself? Go for a vegetarian supreme, dude.
An Italian BMT.
Oh, I bet you do.
Yeah. With honey mustard. Very good.
That is tasty. I mean, the Italian bread is brilliant. Yeah.
Do you know what? I like the, what is it, the 9-grain, you know, the seeded bread.
Yeah.
I love that seed life. I like to feel like I'm being healthy, even though I'm not. I mean, like, the bread far surpasses the health of the seed, but...
This is true.
Anyway, yeah, no, you're right. It is boring as fuck, though, isn't it? So, what's next?
So, if you... hang on, here's a...
What are your views on Hitler?
Well, it's complicated.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Facebook status updated. It's complicated. Let me tell you what is top banter. Right?
Yeah.
And this would be interesting. People may not have thought of this as being like a source of entertainment. There's two that I've got for you.
It's going to be so bad.
So, have you ever been on... if anybody's bored listening to this, do two things. get Twitter
and follow us.
Yeah, get Twitter, follow us. Right, follow some institutions on Twitter, like universities, because they post the biggest shit of all time. Like they're just anything they can get their hands on, which is which is vaguely related to to it. They will get that is well worth it.
I mean, I assume you're talking from experience here, but what are we talking about? What's the top quality banter they're involved in?
Oh, it's just local news, which is really irrelevant to anything else doing in your life. Like Exeter University recently posted about their on campus eateries, and it's like no one's on campus at the minute. And more to the point, this is going out to their 28,000 followers. That's really helpful. That is really helpful. Thank you for that.
I mean, let's be honest, though. The majority of the people that follow them are going to be the students anyway.
No. It's all alumni. The students don't have Twitter.
Brilliant. Too busy studying, I imagine.
Anyway, that was less interesting than it was to me. I'm not actually
overly exhilarated by it, to be honest. I'm glad you enjoyed yourself, though.
Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
There was something else that was a funnier part to that, which I was trying to think of, but now I've forgotten. Oh. But I did hear a great piece of news, which I think people will enjoy to hear about. Right? There's a new bug spray, right?
What?
Do you know Radar, the American bug spray?
No idea. No? I assume they're a company.
Well, Raid is the classic American insect killer. Anyway, it's kind of irrelevant.
Yeah, right.
One of them brands. They've got a new humane bug spray, right, which makes insects ejaculate so hard that they die.
I mean, it's a way to go, isn't it?
So I saw this advertised. I thought this is funny, right? So
I mean, how hard have you got to be able to actually physically die? Like, how explosive is it?
It's so good.
Imagine
getting sprayed that on some
on a bloke, mate, and he'll fucking shoot himself through next door neighbor's wall. Lost through a window.
Pretty much. This is genius, right? So with Raid Climax, we can finally offer consumers an ethical bug killer that gives pests in and around their home a transcendent full body orgasm that is so gratifying and intense it causes them to explode.
This isn't real, is it?
The spray floods arthropod nervous systems with oxytocin and dopamine, causing pleasurable sensations to ripple through the entire exoskeleton, which then quivers with more and more force until it ruptures in ecstasy. Users will first notice the insect's abdomen contorting and all of its legs shaking. Then they can watch it as it is torn apart. So
you can watch it come in and die. Brilliant. Yeah.
So
That's awful. So I bought some.
Yeah, no, I gave
sprayed it on my balls,
and that ad is actually satire. Like they haven't,
it's not real, is it?
They haven't brought out that spray, but what they were doing was raising awareness of something else, which is equally hysterical. Basically, because of the increase in climate change, has affected certain temperatures, certain bee types, right? Especially in England,
right?
If bees are at a certain temperature when they ejaculate, they do actually explode.
Wow.
Like their internal organs can't handle the pressure or something when it's a certain heat and they ejaculate. So if you look it up, literally get Google it.
Please, any listeners, please Google bee cum. Yeah,
bees exploding
bee jizz
after ejaculation.
Are you on anonymous fucking, not your normal internet browsing history? Just don't want any of this coming back to you. The old bee problem.
Yeah, standard that.
You'll be on their fucking radar, mate. Next thing you know, you'll be looking around them kennels.
I'm already on fucking their radar, mate. There we go. So when male bees or drones die from shock to just being too hot, they convulse, forcing them to ejaculate. An internal penis equivalent about the size of the bee's own abdomen exits their body.
Wow.
Et cetera, et cetera. That's a mess.
But that's when they're too hot. That's not like, I mean, they're so hot that they come. That's what you said. They're so hot that they ejaculate.
There's that, but also if they mate during a certain heat, they will After ejaculation, they will then die.
But imagine that poor female being all getting fucking slapped with a cock straight through it.
Pretty rough, yeah.
Proper needle job.
Do you follow The Onion on...
what a sentence.
On anything.
I don't know what The Onion is.
Oh, okay, right.
What an onion is.
It's a satirical news outlet. It's very funny for that kind of shit. That's where I saw it on. That's why I was just asking.
Oh, I see. Why not visit our website, twospoonsofcoffee.wixsite.com/home, for all your podcast needs. Why not give us a tweet? We're @2spoons_coffee.